If you want to run in the Houston Marathon in January, you're too late. All 17,000 slots were sold in record time, and registration was closed by the end of September. But there are scalpers offering their spots online for as much as $500. And organizers of the Houston Marathon are upset about that. They're threatening to ban anyone who's caught price gouging from participating in the race in 2009. Stephen Karpus is the Director of Marketing and Race Development for the Houston Marathon.
Well, we just think in the spirit of the event, in the spirit of distance running, that to use the particular situation where folks have trained for months, you know, 5 months and up, to be a part of our event, to hold them hostage to a price entry at this point is unfair, and it's basically taking advantage of the particular situation.
And the situation being that you had record demand this year.
Right. Even though we raised our race cap between the marathon and half marathon to 17,000 participants, last year it was at 15,000, we still sold out 6 weeks sooner than we did last year at 15,000. So as organizers, we just didn't anticipate that there is such a demand to come to Houston and run our race.
But if I'm one of the people who's been left out and I've been training and didn't get a slot and I'm willing to pay $500, why shouldn't that be okay?
Well, that is certainly the person's prerogative. If they want to pay the $500, that's fine. What we actually have done is create a transfer system this year, which lets a person with a bib that cannot run, we introduce them to a person that is seeking, you know, a spot in this year's race.
And the folks at the marathon there are saying, okay, you can charge up to $200 for the marathon, $140 for the half marathon. That's okay. That's what you're saying the limit has to be.
Right. That's the suggested limit. Beyond that, we feel you're stepping into a scalping type situation. And at that point, we're going to step in and say, if you do this and we catch you doing this, then we will ban you from our 2009 race.
Well, how would you catch them, though?
Well, we certainly are monitoring the message boards on eBay and Craigslist, etc. And then you have the runner that's in contact with a particular person. And if that person is saying to them, hey, I want $500, and they have a phone number of the person or the person's name, we can certainly check and see who that person is.
Mr. Karpus, I gather there are people who are online just begging for one of the marathon spots in Houston. Your heart or your head at some point must go out to them, I'd think.
Well, you know, I've got friends of my mother and friends of my mother-in-law and friends of my brother and my personal friends. Yeah, everybody's calling and going, hey, I just need an entry. And it tugs at me. I mean, I hate to say no, but what I am telling them is don't panic, continue training. I fully expect that they will ultimately get into our race. And I say that because in any given year, in most marathons, the no-show rate on race day is about 10%. So doing the math, that's 1,700 runners that typically would not even show up to the race because they probably got injured or they had a new commitment come up.
Well, Mr. Karpus, thanks very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Stephen Karpus is the Director of Marketing and Race Development for the Houston Marathon. Next weekend, he'll be running his 21st marathon in Athens.